The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Hornbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be. In the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 14, the Apostle Paul instructs us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This means to put on or to develop the very character of Jesus Christ. Paul continues to give us insight in Christ's and really God's character when we read Colossians chapter 3 beginning in verse 12. Reading, it says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." So if we are to develop the character of Jesus Christ, we definitely need to be developing humility. Just what is humility, and what do we need to be doing to develop it? The Greek word translated humility is also translated lowliness of mind in other places. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness." Christ was, you could say, the living definition of true humility. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we read, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When you feel you have burdens greater than you can bear, Christ, more than anyone who is gentle and lowly in heart or humble, is able to comfort you. Who are the truly great people in your mind? Everyone wants to be considered great among men and women. Is it those who have accumulated the most money? Is it the people who give the most money away? Or maybe, is it those who have had the most employees? Well, Christ's disciples asked that very question. If you are not yet convinced of the importance of developing a humble attitude, an attitude of humility, let's see how Christ answered them. Notice in Matthew 18, verse 1, where we read, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them, and said, Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Small children are very humble. They depend on their parents for everything. They ask for help and direction. They don't brag about their accomplishments. They don't even think they are better than everyone else. The attitude of a child. That is what Jesus Christ expects of us. Some people are very big on themselves, whether it is their looks, their abilities, or their accomplishments. Think twice if you think your abilities and accomplishments are a one-way ticket to greatness in God's kingdom. Notice what Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." God wants individuals in his kingdom who give their Creator God credit for what they have, knowing and acknowledging they would be nothing if it wasn't for God's mercy towards them. It might be good to read the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector if you haven't read it in a while. Notice Luke 18, beginning in verse 9. "Also he spoke this parable to those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. It isn't what you do, but it's the attitude behind what you do and how you do it. Here's another very interesting test regarding humility. Think of your friends. Well, better yet, think of the people you have done business with and maybe taken advantage of you. Think of the people who talk about you. Think of the people who disagree with you. And even think of the people who have maybe stolen something from you. Think of the people who would or have done you harm. And while you're doing that, now let's read about a custom at the Passover ceremony that Christ instituted. Notice in John chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come and he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil already had been put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered and said, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. And Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. And so when he washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. We need to ask ourselves, is there anyone you would not feel comfortable in washing their feet? Showing an attitude of humility. If there is, honestly, you need to ask God to help you correct your attitude, to give you a humble attitude. When I began to prepare to speak about putting on Jesus Christ and developing the character of humility, I kept asking myself, what can I say so that everyone will understand how to show humility to others? It didn't take me long to realize that I just can't teach you godly knowledge. It's God. It's God through the Holy Spirit that can only do this teaching. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, where we read, These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Rather than trying to come up then with my own ideas, as we just read, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tells us how to be humble in the eyes of God. So let's notice then Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, where we are told, Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, notice, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being one accord of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Did you get that? God tells us not to do anything for selfish ambitions or conceit. Nothing. Not just a little, but absolutely nothing. Only you and God really know, but do you do things to be noticed? Do you want others to think you are wonderful? Do you tell others your good deeds so they will think how great you are? When you do, God isn't impressed. God, though, is impressed when you don't tell anyone about your good deeds. Have you ever noticed a wall in a hospital where people have given money to it and their names are on plaques? Are you impressed? Well, God isn't. If you want to help others, give an anonymous gift. Continuing now, though, in verse 3 we read, "But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." This is true godly humility. In verse 4 continuing, we are told, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." True godly humility is a gift from God through His Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you His humble attitude. Have you noticed the world's so-called important people like to be known by the automobiles they ride in? They want to be noticed. No one deserves more and better than Jesus Christ. But as we read in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, we again are reminded of Christ's humble attitude. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Christ should have been carried in the most decorated chariot of his day, or carried on a decorated chair with gold and purple robes on the shoulders of many. But no, he humbled himself and rode on the back of a donkey. He certainly didn't exalt himself, even though he had the very right to. Most are familiar with what is commonly known as the Beatitudes, or beautiful attitudes. Notice in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 3, where we read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And down to chapter 5, verse 5, we also read, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." We are told if we are to inherit God's kingdom, we must have a humble attitude. Well, I see my time is almost up. The Apostle Paul reminded us in chapter 13 to put on Jesus Christ, the very nature of Jesus Christ. As the Living Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, "Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy and good. Clothe yourself with this new nature." Let's ask God to help us to act with a humble attitude as we put on the very nature and character of Jesus Christ. If you'd like some additional information, I invite you to write in for two booklets, The Knowledge That Counts and The Christian and the Spirit. All you have to do to receive these booklets is to call us at the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675. This is Bob Hutchinson sitting in for Pete Hornbuckle for The Way It Ought to Be.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.